my daughter.
Hi, and welcome to Money and My Daughter, the personal finance podcast for young parents. My name's Jared Locke, and I'm the father of a three-year-old daughter and a one-week-old daughter. In addition to being the father of two daughters, I also write articles helping young parents manage their money. I've been published in Mamma Mia, Business Insider, and the Australian Financial Review. In today's podcast episode, we're looking at how to manage financial fear during the COVID-19 pandemic, and we'll also learn from Jay-Z's path to becoming a billionaire. So why are we looking at how to manage financial fear? Well, for most parents, including me, the most powerful emotion we're feeling about COVID-19 is fear, and the restrictions being placed on our families, our businesses, and our way of life are having a real or potential impact on our incomes and investments. And as parents who are responsible for children, this is really scary.
Definition.
The definition of fear is an unpleasant emotion caused by the threat of danger, pain, or harm. And I am sure that most of us are feeling like COVID-19 can or already has caused us to feel this.
What can it do for you?
What can fear do for you when it comes to your money? Well, fear can cause us to make bad financial decisions. At its most extreme, fear can cause us to panic and take actions with our money that can cause us long-term financial harm. And one example of this is spending money on things that we really just don't need. This can be as simple as overstocking up the fridge and pantry, which can limit the money you have to pay other costs like bills, daycare, etc., and it can cause you short-term financial pressure. Another example, which is more significant, could be selling investments like shares via superannuation or property at a discount because their value is currently dropping while the economy struggles. And this can lose people thousands of dollars in the short term and hundreds of thousands of dollars in the long term. And for these reasons, it's important to manage our fear and limit the negative impact it can have on our money.
How can I start today?
How can we start managing our fear when it comes to money today? Well, fear is actually a really important signal for us to recognize. However, we shouldn't let it dominate our thoughts and decisions, especially when it comes to our money. One of the most effective ways I avoid fear-based financial decisions is giving myself a day. And this means giving myself a day not to make the decision. It also means giving myself a day to not think about the decision. Because when we're afraid, we make decisions that are reactions to how we feel. And when it comes to managing our money, we need to be making most of our decisions on rational information and not reactive feelings. So if you're finding it difficult to be calm, try mindfulness apps. You can try Headspace and/or the app Calm. And I know that as parents, it can be hard to find the time to do these things. I've got two kids now. So what I do is if I need to take out time to do some of these mindfulness exercises to calm me down and take away that fear from the decisions that I'm trying to make or not make, is that I do it at night or very early in the morning while the kids are asleep.
My story.
My story at the moment is that my investments inside and outside superannuation have lost tens of thousands of dollars in value over the last month. And it's really alarming to see that much money evaporate in front of me, as I'm sure it is for every one of you. However, I'm keeping my emotions out of it. I have no interest in selling those investments. I know that there has never been an economic crisis that we haven't recovered from. And for this reason, I'm comfortably leaving my investments where they are with full confidence that they will recover and continue to grow once they're past this crisis. And I would encourage every one of you to consider doing the same.
Fast fact.
Here's a quick fast fact about not letting fear dominate your decisions during an economic crisis. In the last big global economic crisis, which was over 2008 to 2010, the following companies were founded: Airbnb, Uber, Slack, Pinterest, Square, and WhatsApp. And today, each of those companies is worth multiple billions of dollars. And each of the founders of these companies didn't let fear of the financial crisis at the time stop them from making the very good decision to start their company. So the advice to you is don't let fear persuade your thinking too much either.
Celebrity story.
Our celebrity story for this episode is about the world-famous artist and businessperson, Jay-Z. Jay-Z is the father of three children and was born in 1969 in New York. His father abandoned his family at an early age, and he was raised by his mother in a housing project in Brooklyn. He was selling CDs out of his car in his early 20s until he started his own record label in 1996 at 27 years old, and that year released his first album. Today, he is one of the world's best-selling music artists, with over 50 million albums and 75 million singles sold worldwide. He has won a total of 22 Grammy Awards, the most by a rapper, and holds the record for the most number one albums by a solo artist on the Billboard 200, with 14. He is also a billionaire businessperson who has ownership in clothing lines, beverages, real estate, sports team, and record labels. And Jay-Z says that the mindset that has been critical to his investment success is long-term thinking. And in a 2010 interview with Forbes, he summed this up by saying, "It's the discipline not to get caught up in the moment."
Celebrity clip.
The celebrity clip for this episode is an interview from Jay-Z with Forbes in 2010. And the interview is looking at how he managed his money and his career to get to the point of incredible success that he has. And here's the clip.
Like, it's the discipline as well, the discipline to not get caught up in the moment. You know, music is like stocks too. You know, there's the hot thing of the moment. You know, there's this hot electro sound or the hot auto-tune voice or the hot whatever's new and exciting. And, you know, people tend to make emotional decisions based on that. They don't stick with what they know. This is who I am. This is, you know, this is what I do. And then they, you know, jump on this next hot thing and, you know, it's not for you. So for me, just have...
What do we know?
So now that we've heard all of this, what do we know? Well, we know that during this challenging time, fear can cause us to make bad financial decisions, which we should avoid. One of the most effective ways I avoid fear-based financial decisions is just giving myself a day to step away from the decision before I make it. If you're finding it difficult to remove yourself from fear, try the mindfulness apps Headspace and/or Calm. We also know that for all the emotion he pours into his songs, Jay-Z's advice is to not get caught up in the moment when making financial decisions and remove emotion from them.
Next episode.
I'm going to focus on making the next episode of this podcast as helpful and relevant to the current and future financial challenges faced by young parents in this rapidly evolving situation as I can. Just a quick note that this podcast takes a step-by-step approach to building young parents' knowledge and confidence with money. And at this time, that is incredibly important. So if this is your first episode, it's definitely worth having a listen to the ones leading up to this. Thanks so much for listening to this episode of Money and My Daughter. If you like it, please copy the episode link and share it in your mum's or dad's WhatsApp group. If you're feeling extra generous, please subscribe and leave a review on Apple Podcasts. Also, please stay safe. I also need to say that the information shared in Money and My Daughter is general in nature and does not consider your individual circumstances. Money and My Daughter exists purely for educational purposes and should not be relied on to make an investment or a financial decision. That's all for this episode, and look forward to sharing the next episode of Money and My Daughter with you next week. Bye.
Money and My Daughter.